This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
The Assembly will now take a decision on draft resolution A/ES11/L7, entitled, I quote, Principles of the Charter of the United Nations Underlining a Comprehensive, Just, and Lasting Peace in Ukraine.
The United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly isolated Russia on Thursday, marking 1 year since Moscow invaded Ukraine, by calling for a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace, and again demanding Russia withdraw its troops and stop fighting. The resolution was adopted on Thursday with 141 votes in favor and 32 abstentions. Six countries joined Russia to vote no. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba spoke to reporters after the vote.
141 country member states of the United Nations reiterated their unequivocal support to Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Then they reiterated their demand to the Russian Federation to withdraw its armed forces from Ukraine.
Схід дуже важко, болісно, але робимо все, щоб вистояти.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address on Thursday that pro-Moscow forces had again shelled the southern city of Kherson, this time cutting off heat for 40,000 people. He said the situation is quite dangerous in some places in the south, while in the east it is very difficult and even painful. Zelensky said repair work in Kherson, which is being shelled on a daily basis, would continue until heat was restored. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday that Washington is seeking to strengthen sanctions against Russia and call for more support for Ukraine as it resists Moscow's invasion. You can find more on this story and all the things we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has for the first time directly acknowledged an accusation that it enriched uranium to 84% purity. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The Islamic Republic recognized the claim made by international inspectors that it had enriched uranium to 84%. Such a high percentage would put the nation more than ever to weapons-grade material. The acknowledgement was made by a news website linked to the highest reaches of Iran's theocracy. The latest development renews pressure on the West to address Tehran's nuclear program, which had been contained by the 2015 nuclear deal that America unilaterally withdrew from in 2018. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the United States is nominating a veteran businessman to lead the World Bank. Ajay Banga would succeed David Milpas, who's to step down nearly a year early after he cast doubt on the science that says the burning of fossil fuels causes global warming. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
The U.S. nominee to lead the World Bank, Ajay Banga, is a top official at a private equity firm and a former head of the credit card company MasterCard. President Biden says Banga has critical experience mobilizing public-private resources to tackle the most urgent challenges of our time, including climate change. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, in a statement, says Banga's corporate experience will help him achieve the World Bank's objectives of eliminating extreme poverty and expanding shared prosperity. If installed in the post, Banga would become the first person born in India in that role. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Taliban authorities in Afghanistan said Thursday they'd reopened a busy border crossing with Pakistan after 4 days of closure that saw thousands of travelers and trade convoys, with many carrying food items, stranded on either side. The reopening came a day after a high-level Pakistani delegation visited the Afghan capital, Kabul, to discuss border security, counterterrorism, and economic cooperation with the Taliban leaders of the neighboring landlocked country. The number of U.S. mass killings linked to extremism was at least three times higher in the past decade than in any total from any other 10-year period since the 1970s. That's according to a report released to the Associated Press by the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday. Harvey Weinstein, the once powerful Hollywood producer who was brought down by multiple allegations of sexual misconduct, was sentenced on Thursday to 16 years in prison for the 2013 rape of an actress. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.